Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni Daf Ches. As we continue here in the first parak of Ma'aser Sheni, and we are on Zayin Amud Beis, up to the day that we're talking about in terms of buying animals with Ma'aser Sheni money, and what is the most appropriate. So the Mishnah had said that if somebody buys a chaya for a shlamim, which obviously it can't be done, or if somebody buys a behema, which could be used for a karmen shlamim, but instead buys it for bus or taiva, meaning regular chulin eating, lo yasa or lechulin, the skin stays kadosh, meaning usually the R, the skin, is not kadosh, but the Mishnah says, lo yasa ha'ar lechulin. So what does that mean? So we have two maybe days, and then we're going to get a third. So Rabbi Elazar had said in the middle of Zayin Amud Beis, lo kana ma'aser, which we understood means the whole thing is batel. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. Let's say we're going to focus on the behema that you bought. Person goes to Yerushalayim and buys a behema and wants to eat it l'chulin, right? The best thing to do, the Mishnah Menachah said, the Gemara Menachah said, and that's what it was mentioned by the Mara fold up, that one should buy an animal for a shlamim, right? That's the best. But if somebody didn't do that, so, and you have the behema for bas or taivas, or balazar shita is lo kana meiser. So the whole thing is batel. It didn't work, right? The language of the Mara Fulda, lo hitira atora likach behema meiser sheni el shlamim. Below baser taiva, right? That's the din. One has to use the money to buy a baser shlam, and therefore it didn't. Nothing worked, and the money ma'os lo yatzal lechulin. The animal doesn't have any kedushas baser sheni, and the money is still kadosh. That's lo kana meiser. Number one, Amar Rabbi Yosi's havamina was number two. Second idea, Rabbi Yosi's havamina. Rabbi Yosi says bekan meisa, I would have said, Havina Marin, I would have understood the Mishnah that it said that the skin didn't go out l'chulin. Why? That it's automatically kadosh. You didn't want to buy a shlamim, tough luck. But it's automatically a shlamim. Right? Lokeach behema l'basar taiva al karcho nitvas Hashem l'shlamim. That's what I would have said. Right? That it is automatically a carbon, because that's what you're supposed to do. And there are halachas that, you know, sometimes it's automatic, and tough luck on you in terms of the status that you tried to, like tamura. I don't like tamura. Right? The Israel of tamura, I want to switch an animal. Animal A is kadosh. I want animal B to be kadosh. So what's the halacha? They're both kadosh. Right? Vahayahu usmraso yeh kadosh, as the Rambam describes in the end of Hilchas Tamura. So the Havamina, Rabbi Yossi says, I would have understood the Mishnah as it's automatic. But obviously we were wrong. For the fact that Rabbi Elazar says lo kana meiser, we were wrong. It means that nothing happened. It's not automatic. That is all number two. Second understanding, meaning the Havamina of Rabbi Yossi is our, so to speak, second possibility to understand what happens when I buy a behema with meiser sheni money for a chulin purpose, not for a shlamim, right? So that's what happens in that case. We're going to have a third opinion. But number one is Rabbi Elazar, nothing happened because you didn't do the right thing, so nothing worked. The Havamina of Rabbi Yossi is that everything happened. It's a carbon shlamim. And before we get to the third opinion, just to talk about that for a minute, as I said, this could be an example of, as I said, tamura. Tamura is an example of hekdish against my will. Right, I didn't want this animal. I didn't want animal two to be kadosh if animal one was still kadosh. I didn't want both of them to be kadosh. I'm not allowed to do that. Right, lo yamir. And if I do, vahaya hus brasu yekodesh. They're both kadosh. There are other examples of the power of hektish, even possibly against my will. Right, I mentioned that the whole story of Yiftach in the Gemara discusses. In the Tanakh, where the Ramban talks about it, based on a few Ma'amari Chazal. But we know Yiftach says the first thing that comes out of my house is going to be a carbon, and he thought it was going to be an animal. If Hashem helps me out, helps me defeat my enemies, and then his daughter came out. And there, it is not clear in the Psukim, Machlokes Rishonim, what exactly happened to Yiftach's daughter. Did he actually kill his daughter? Right, give her as a carbon? Or did she kind of go into the forest and she was left alone and she never got married for the rest of her life? So that's whatever the Machlokas Eben Ezra and the Ramban at the end of Vayikra. But that's kids, it's an example also of hektish betos. That's a major tos. Exactly what happened. It depends on the degree and the severity. But that's what the Ramban discusses. V'zei tauso shal yiftach bebito ki chashav kasher cherem nagid biYisrael chal v'kayem lahamis anashim oa ubar or oa over al chermo chayemisa. Even if you have a hektish bal karcha, somehow it works. It's not going to work out the way that's not roy to be a karban. That's nothing to, how can you say that? V'chamar v'chuli gives an example. V'yaltia nifta b'havle Rabbi Avraham. Don't be seduced by the hevel that's the Eben Ezra. Ha'omer ki pirish v'ha'ali seyo ola o v'ha'ali tiyu lomar imiya yotze midalse besi ish o isha v'haya lashem kodesh sheyia parush midarke ha'olam. Don't think that it means that, doesn't mean literally ola. It means he's separated from the whole world. La'amor l'sharez b'shem Hashem b'tfila v'hodos le'elokim. To live a life of meditation and a life of connection to Hashem. V'im yia davar ra'ui li'karev a'alenu ola. V'asa bayis labito michutz la'ir v'hisbodad Hashem. V'kilkala kol yameha. She went to the forest, she stayed there by herself. V'ish lo yadav a'isa bito tzura. V'elu divre ruach, says the Ramban. I don't think that's correct. Lashem never means designated in the forest and davening the whole day. That's not Lashem. Giving to Hashem what did Chana do with Shmuel? Be with Hashem, that means serve in the base of Mikdash, serve in the Mishkan. Ukefi mishpate haTorah eich ein biyada adam sheyadur biyotze pesach peso sheyuprushim kasher ein biyada lalosam ola v'chulu aval hadaver kipshuto v'tausa hu kamo shamarti. Ramban says I think it's literal and it was a big mistake, but that's an example of yiftach. Again, there's a lot more there. Why didn't yiftach be matur neder? Other details, but that's. Relating to hektish betos, the Rambam and the other Rishonim also discuss another context where there could be something automatic that happens by hektish, unlike other areas of halacha. There is a Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Pei Zayin in the Bavli where the Gemara says we know the principle of toka de dibur kedibur dami. Right, one kid is allowed to be chozer bo toka de dibur. If I said the wrong thing in davening, I could be chozer bo toka de dibur within a few seconds. And by most kinyanim, almost all kinyanim except chalipin, one could be chozer bo toka de dibur. There's always, that's the principle. But there are, the Gemara says, four exceptions to the rule, where you cannot be chozer bo toka de dibur. If I say something, I can't retract. Megadev cursing Hashem, ovin avodah zarah, somebody accepts avodah zarah, mekadesh umegarish, marriage and divorce, those four. Just joking, right? That doesn't work. Even toka de dibur. Right? Those are the four exceptions. There's another gemara that only quotes two, but this is the expanded. Nedarim Pei Zayin. Megadef, Oved Avodas Kochavim, Mekadesh, and Megarish. Why these four? Why are these four exceptions to the rule? So the Ran there says, in Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin, V'lo Yadana, Maishna Hani, Uminalu Rabbanan Hachi. And how did the Rabbanan, Torah Shabbat, how do they know this? So explains the Ran, these four are very important contexts. And people wouldn't fool around with them. Right? People don't mess around with these types of things. And if they say something, they mean it. And we don't give them the option of backing out because it's too important of a context. V'nir b'enai d'shbishar mili lo chamiri kulehai. Kisha adam ose osam lo b'gemar daitu hu ose. It could be that he didn't have full das. Ela daito she yacholachze bo toka de dibur. His das is that he would be able to be chozer bo. Aval hach hani kiva de chamiri kulehai ein adam ose osam ela baskama gemura. People don't do it except with full askama. Umishom hachi chazar afil toka de dibur lo mahani. But good, and then he sees, maybe he quotes the Rabbi Natam, that hold the whole idea of talking to Hebrews, it didn't do Rabbanon. He doesn't like that. But that's the Ram, that's the Ram, that these have importance, and people's das, they take this very seriously. So what does that have to do with us? The Rambam. The Rambam seems to have a fifth exception to the rule. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanos. In Maisa Karbanos, the Rambam quotes Hekdish as well. Maisa Karbanos in Avoda. In Tesvav Aleph, the Rambam quotes that this is another exception, and then this, again, would be an example of a kind of a Hekdish Balkarcha. Because I want to retract. I want to retract. I said I was mocked or something, and then I want to get out of it. So that would be another example. Here it is. The Rambam in Tesvav Aleph. In Maaser Karbanos, the Rambam says, Ha'omer v'lada shelzu ola v'hishlamim, dvarav kayamim. Hishlamim v'lada ola v'chulu. Talks about being mocked or something. And then he says, Alva b'isha chazar bo b'tok de dibur, ha'i v'lada shlamim. She'ein chazar behektish afilu tok de dibur. The Rambam. You cannot be chazar. Hektish is not on the list. Right? So this is another put on the list. Another example of the connection between hektish and kiddushin. Probably that is where it came from. Hektish and Kiddushin. And then the Radvaz says, I is not on the list. So he says, Ein lomeidim en aklalas afilu b'makom shenemer bo chutz. Okay, but we said maybe it's included in a Kiddushin. And why? V'taima, what's the reason? Says the Radvaz, Ami rasal l'gavol kibiz rasal l'had yot inami chumr de hektish. Chumr de hektish is a different, it's another context. Okay, so this is a couple of examples of hektish betos, but this was the Havamina. The Havamina of Rav Yossi. That the I would have understood if somebody again buys a behema with Maaser Sheni money and he should buy it for a shlamim and he doesn't, he only buys it for his own personal usage, chul and eating in Yerushalayim. So the first day, Rav Blazer says nothing happened. Rav Yossi's Havamina is that everything happened. It has kedusha shlamim. And now we get to the third opinion. Rav Yossi b'shem Rav Yochanan, as we're going to see. From the Rabbi Yochanan Shita, he's going to give us a nafkamina. But the yesod of the Shita is going to be that it has Kedushas Maaser Sheni. Not Kedushas Shlamim, but has Kedushas Maaser Sheni, which is a middle idea. The first day is that nothing happened. Rabbi Yossi said it has full Kedushas Shlamim. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Behemas Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. If somebody buys the animal, again, a chulin animal, in Yerushalayim with a Maaser Sheni money. So the question is, what if it's a female and then has a bechor? Before you got to eat it, has a bechor. So what's the halacha? So says the Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that Maaser Sheni is Bamun Gavoa, Peturim and Abachora. So then the bechor born from this mother is going to be part of a bechor, because it's Mama Gavoa, so it's not yours. Kareb Yehuda chayev is a bechor, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Maaser Sheni is Mama Hedyot, it would be chayev in bechor. So again, if it has kedusha shlamim, if the animal has kedusha shlamim, then it for sure will be part of a bechor. Wouldn't be a machlokas. So the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that that Rabbi Yochanan says according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be chayev bechor, it must be it doesn't have kedusha shlamim, but it has kedusha Maaser Sheni, right? So that's the middle approach. To the understanding of the mission. Again, what happens when I take Maaser Sheni money and I buy an animal, and I suppose I buy the animal for a shlamim, but I didn't. I bought it for to eat myself in my hotel. So did nothing happen? The animal still is chulin and the money is still Maaser Sheni? Or do we say everything happens? Right? The animal is kadosh, b'kedusha shlamim. And number three is Rabbi Yochanan. The assumption of his explanation is that it gains Maaser Sheni Kedusha. The animal has Maaser Sheni Kedusha, and therefore there's a machlokas about whether its offspring would be chayeves in Bechar. Be chayeves in Bechar. According to Rabbi Meir, it will be pater from Bechar. Why? Because it has Maaser Sheni Kedusha, and therefore, when the Bechar is born, it can't get Bechar Kedusha. Why not? So explains the Rashi Elio, it's not yours. So if it's not yours, that's the patur, or the way that Mara Folda says it, ain, you can have one kedusha chal and another kedusha. If an animal already has kedushas Maaser Sheni, then it can have kedushas karban that is chal on it from the bechar, even though a bechar is usually automatic. Period. Rabbi Yirmiyah ba kumi Rabbi Zeira. Last line. Yolda bechar. So according to this last opinion, and according to Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi Yehuda. Which is that the animal has Maaser Sheni Kedusha, and then when it has a Bechor born, that it has Kedusha's Bechor. So ask the Gemara now, a mur of Maus Yekru V'Lagabe Mizbeach. Could you actually bring this as a carbon Bechor on the Mizbeach? What's the problem? As we're about to see, Maaser Sheni has to be consumed. right? Eating, drinking, smearing. And here, if the animal has Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, and then superimposed on that Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, there's Kedushas Bechar, then the Emurim, the fats that have to be burned on the Mizbeach, that is Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, that's not going to be eaten. So you let it do that? Are you allowed to, this animal has double Kedusha, according to, again, Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the question. Can it be Hukar of Agabi HaMizbeach? Isn't that a violation of what you're allowed to do with Ma'aser Sheni? So it says the Gemara, so we add in Amar Lei, so Reb Zeira answers, V'lo chal Ma'aser Sheni alei murav, v'lo nimsa mavricho min ha'achila. But like the problem, right? When you burn the emurim, you are preventing it from being eaten, and that is what you have to do with Ma'aser Sheni, right? That's the we'll have that later on, but I'll read it. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, Ma'aser Sheni nitan la'achila v'shesia. Ma'aser Sheni, you have to eat, and you can't buy, I don't know, tables and chairs with Ma'aser Sheni or clothing with Ma'aser Sheni Kedusha. You have to eating and drinking, Shneimer v'yachatu l'vnei Hashem Elokecha, v'sicha k'shesia. And smearing is like drinking. V'aser l'hotzio b'shar tzrachav, says the Rambam. You can't use it for other purposes. Kegon, shigach bo kelim u'begadim v'avadim. Shneimer, lo nasati mimenu l'meisa, z'din d'araisa. Something that keeps the goof going, eating, drinking, smearing. If you did, you bought a coffin with it. So maybe the transaction worked. You have to get extra money and eat and buy fruit and food with that and eat it. Bikdushas Meiser. So that's the Rebbe Zeira's answer to Rebbe Yirmiyah. That is, if this animal that has Meiser Sheni Kedusha and then superimposed Kedusha of Bechor, you can't be makrovit. So what do? You just got to wait till it gets a mum and then take all the money and if it gets a mum, the Bechor Kedusha evaporates, right? And then that's, as we've said, that's the only type of carbon that has that. So then the Kohen would be able to eat it like chulin, like he would eat a bechor that got a mum, and that would solve the problem. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yirmiyah says back, wait a second, really? Right, so again, what did we just say? If I buy an animal with Ma'aser Sheni money, according to this last day of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda, it has Ma'aser Sheni Kedusha and Bechor Kedusha, and therefore you can't be makrivit on the Mizbeach, because the emurin, the stuff that's going to be burned, the stuff that's going to be eaten, fine. But there's going to be stuff from the animal is going to be burned, and that's a violation of what you're allowed to do with Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah back now. No, one second. Amar Lei. What about a regular case? What if you did what you were supposed to do? I have Ma'aser Sheni money, and I bought an animal to be Shlamim. That's what you're supposed to do, right? So the animal has Ma'aser Sheni, and then I bring it as a Shlamim. So isn't that the same problem? Right, you just said if you have Ma'aser Sheni animal that then gives birth to a bechor, that's a problem because some of it's going to be burned. What about the regular case? What are you supposed to do? Amar Lei v'chi elokeach. We're going to switch some of the girsos. Behema. We're going to go to the girsos of the Mara Folda. You have it on the top line. V'chi elokeach behema lezivchei shlamim. Right, if you buy a regular animal for shlamim, lo chal Ma'aser Sheni alei mureha. Right, don't you have the Ma'aser Sheni chal on its innards and the emur and the fats also? Don't you have the same problem? And yet the Torah allows it. The Torah allows it. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. The Din D'Oraisa, you're supposed to buy chulin animals and give it as a carbon, right? And so you see, obviously, it's not a problem. You're not worried about the emurin that are supposed to have kedushas ma'aser sheni. So Amar Lei, Sir Abzira said, no, there's a difference. There's a difference between, you can't say that it's the same thing. Meaning, there's a difference between, if I have my shosheni money, and I do the right thing, I buy an animal to use as a shlamim, that's different than, if I have my shosheni money, I did the wrong thing. I buy an animal for chulin, so it has my shosheni kedusha, and then it has a bechor born to it. Right? So those are two different cases, says the Reb Zeira. Amar Lei, no. Bila kichasa pakam imenu kedushas meiser. What does that mean? Give them a farshim, give different shatim. No. If I buy an animal with Ma'aser Sheni for a shlamim, that's the Chiddush HaTorah, that the Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni is paka. and it switches and it becomes, even for one conceptual moment, the Kaz Maaser Sheni Kedusha, but then it gets Shlamim Kedusha. That's a Din Daraisa. That's what's, there's a switch. There's a switch, and that's different though than if I buy it, someone going to do something wrong, when I buy a Chulin animal, which gets Maaser Sheni Kedusha, and then has a Bechar, so that has double Kedusha. That nothing switched. There was just a natural hemshich of the status of the mother, and therefore you can compare the cases, says Rabbi Zeira. Therefore, Rabbi Zeira holds, what do you do? In a regular case, you're makar as a shlamim. If you bought it as a shlamim, you're makar as a shlamim, the whole thing. There's no violation, because the kedusha switched from Meiser Sheni to Bechor. I'm sorry, to Shlamim. Mashenkin, if you have the Chulin animal, so that, and it has gets Maaser Sheni Kedusha, then the animal is going to have both, so therefore it's going to be limited. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Vahanan Lo Avinu Amrin Kein. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't know if I agree with this formulation of Rabbi Zeira, that the Kedusha switches from Maaser Sheni Kedusha, and it gets Maaser Sheni Kedusha, and then it has Shlamim Kedusha, Ella Lohitira Torah Lika Bekes of Meiser or Shlomim Belvad. Says Rabbi Yossi, no. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains this. You don't have to say anything switches. You could say he still has some Meiser Shady Kedusha, but you know what? The Torah says you should do this. So don't ask any kashas. Right? This is exactly what the Torah says to do. Right? Look what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. Misham de mitzvasa bekach vahatorah hitirasa. Sometimes something looks like a problem, but the Torah says this is what you're supposed to do. Just a mashal. I remember the Gemara says, I think in Erechin by Bayis Babate Arechoma. Somebody, I sell a house in a walled city, and the Gemara calls that Ribis Hu Vahatorah Hitiraso. It's Ribis. What's Ribis? I let the guy live in my house, and then I buy it back. But I let the guy live in my house for 6 months before I bought it back, and I pay him full price. So not only did he have the value of the house, but he lived in the house. So it kind of smacks like ribis, but that's the language. Ribis hu vatorei tiroso. Sometimes something looks a little usser, but the Torah says it's mutter. So here too, says Rabbi Yossi, we don't say that. You don't have to say that the kedusha switches. I take my sersheni money and I buy an animal to give as a shlamim. Oh, it gets my sersheni kedusha and then switches. No, it can let it keep the my sersheni kedusha. Doesn't bother me. The Torah says this is what you're supposed to do, and therefore there's no problem. My nafka b'nehon. So what's the difference in formulation whether the Kedusha switches, right, between Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Zeira says the Kedusha switched from the Maaser Sheni to the Shlamim, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, the Torah matters, buy the Shlamim, and don't worry about the switching the Kedusha. Is there a difference? So, yeah, if somebody has the Maaser Sheni money, and you buy the Achulin animal, the Yalda Bechar, and it has a Bechar, or V'ikdisha shlamim, right? I bought an animal for chulin with the Maaser Sheni money, and then it had a bechar, or I was trying to be makdish it as a shlamim. So man damar lo itir etar likach b'kesa meiser el shlamim bilvad kreva, right? According to, let me just say one other point of introduction. The Mefarshim Nar Folda here points out that this last line of Rabbi Yossi that says the Torah says it's mutter, don't worry about kedusha. That shita is following number one that we started off with today on Amud Beis. Rabbi Elazar Shita, that if you did the wrong thing, then nothing happens. Right? Lo kana meiser. If you do the right thing, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. Don't talk to me about switching. It might have a meiser Sheni Kedusha, but you're allowed to do it. But if you did the wrong thing, nothing happens. So, now, back to what's the Mainafka Mina between Reb Zeira and Reb Yossi? Reb Zeira, who says, the Kedusha somehow conceptually switches, while Reb Yossi says that, no, even if it didn't switch, but it's what the Torah says to do. So, in the case where you did something wrong, right? I took my Maaser Sheni money and I bought an animal for chulin, and then it had a bechor, or I tried to be makdish, then it then has a shlamim after. So, according to Lo Itira Torah, right, this last line of Rabbi Yossi, the Torah says this is what you're supposed to do. So then, if you didn't do the right thing, so then, as we said, he holds like Rabbi Elazar, number one on Amud Beis, lo kana meiser, then kreva. Then you could bring it as it's chulin, the animal. And therefore, you can bring it as a bechor, you can bring it as a shlamim. Man damar b'lekichasa pakam enu kedushas meiser. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that no, it's the switch that you can bring it as a karban because of the switch, ena krevas, and this other animal that you brought inappropriately would not be allowed to be hukrav, as we said on top, and therefore you have to wait till it gets a mum and loses kedushas bechor. Fine. So we have a couple of different opinions right? What happens in a bidi eved situation? Supposed to buy, take your ma'aser sheni money and buy a carbon shlamim, buy an animal for a carbon shlamim. Right? We said that's a din to a din that we want to make sure that there are enough animals in the Yerushalayim and people are enjoying themselves in that way. What if you didn't do the right thing? So we have three different days about what happens. What about a regular case where you buy a carbon? So is that automatically, does it have Maaser Sheni Kedusha, which you're allowed to be makriv? Does it switch? So that was the different days. Amar Rav Yosi, Hakol Ilein Milaya Anan Marin. We had a whole conversation and we answered Rabbi Yirmiyah's question about what happens, whether you can be makriv in Algami HaMizbeach. Umasnisa Besailer Bzeira. But really the Mishnah Menachos seems to be a riot to Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira is the one that said the Kedusha switches. There's a switch. It has Maaser Sheni Kedusha, and then it gets Shlamim Kedusha. So the Mishnah supports. What Mishnah? There's a Mishnah in Menachos in the Perek HaToda. The Perek all about Karpet Toda. And the Mishnah says, what happens if somebody says, I hereby want to bring a Karban, but I want to bring a Karban Mincha, or I want to bring a Karban Toda. I want to bring a Karban Toda, but I want to pay for it with Maaser Sheni money. So is one allowed to do that? So usually, called davar shebachova ain't a ba'al amenachulin, right? Davar sheba, if I owe a karban, I'm chayav a karban, so then I have to use chulin. I can't use my shosheni money. But here, I accepted upon myself to be no derit, but I made a t'nai to start off with. So am I allowed to do that? So the Mishnah is b'chalik. So lo yavi michiti my shosheni. I can take my shosheni wheat and use that as my karban toda. Not allowed to do that. I'm going to grow, right? Even though I accepted to bring a carbon toda. You can't do that. Ella mi ma'os ma'aser sheni. I'm allowed to take ma'aser sheni money and buy wheat with it and then use that as the carbon toda. And they ask the Gemara, ma bein chid and ma bein mos. What's the difference? Either you're allowed to use ma'aser sheni or not allowed to use ma'aser sheni. You could use ma'aser sheni money and then buy wheat and then use that, but you can't use actual ma'aser sheni wheat. So Ella, it must be why? Because just like the regular case of the using Maaser Sheni money to buy an animal. That works, because then the Kedusha switches. So to here, if I use Maaser Sheni money to buy wheat, and then to use as a toda, Ela Bilaki Chasa, Pocket Menu Kedusha's Maaser. Right? It must be that if I have Maaser Sheni wheat inherently, that's not a parallel. And therefore you cannot, you shouldn't use that, as we'll see why by the Sheb soon. But if I have Maaser Sheni money, and then I do what I'm supposed to do, I buy something that's going to have Kedusha, so then the Kedusha switches, like Reb Zeira Svar on Aman Aleph. So isn't that a Raya? Amar Reb China Kuma Rabbi Mana. But one second. What's the... But when we mentioned before the Karban, there was a downside of the Karban having the Kedusha of a Karban, the animal, because you're going to burn some, and you're not going to be able to eat all of it. But by wheat, what's the problem? What happens by a carbon toda, by the wheat, right? You have 40 loaves that you bring with the carbon. 36 of them are eaten by the owner and his friends, and 4 of them are given to the Kohen. Everything's eaten. So what's the whole parallel? What's the worry? V'yavim menachitim. Right? What's the problem of just the wheat? Hachum ala Kohen v'ashar ala bailim. Mipramah eno maybe. What's the whole worry? You can't bring actual wheat of Maaser Sheni, but everything's going to be eaten anyway. So what are you worried about? Why do you have to have this parallel that you're only allowed to bring something that the Kedusha is going to switch? So the Kedusha doesn't switch. So it has Maaser Sheni Kedusha, it has Karban Toda Kedusha, it's only in anyway. What's the problem? Amar Leih. So he said, no. If it has Maaser Sheni and Toda Kedusha, so something might happen that won't let you eat it. That's what the Mishnah is nervous about. Hagatz Mecha, Shinish Bachadam. What if the dam spills out and you don't do regular zrikas hadam, and you need to do the zrikas hadam of the carbon toda in order to be matzah the lechem? So therefore, lo nifsal alechem, wouldn't the lechem wouldn't be nifsal? So there is a chshash, there is a situation where it's worse if you say it has toda kedusha along with maaser sheni kedusha. It's not shalom al yisrael. It's not all perfect. If the blood spilled out, if the kohen got messed up and he tripped, so then you're not going to be able to eat the lechem. So then it's going to be maaser sheni and toda, and you're not going to be able to be makrivit. You're not allowed to do the zrika, therefore you're not going to be able to eat the bread. So it is important. It is important to have the kedusha switch and not be left with ma'aser sheni kedusha. So it is a parallel, and therefore this is a concept that's similar to the Reb Zeira's concept on Amud Aleph. That's why the Mishnah Gemara brought this. Just like Reb Zeira said, it's about the kedusha switching, right? So to here, the kedusha switches from ma'aser sheni kedusha to karban toda kedusha. Again, according to Reb Yossi, the second day on Amud Aleph, Nothing to do with switching. Maybe it has Ma'aser Sheni Kedusha still. But the Torah says to do this. The Torah says to do this. Mitzvah Sabakach. Right? There are other examples. Remember, just hit came to me in the head. Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna. It's like an Asi Dochalosa. I say the language of Tosos in Yavam. It's Mitzvah Sabakach. Aye, it's Shanis. Mitzvah Sabakach. The Torah says to wear this, to wear these clothing when you do the avoda. So you can't say, you don't have to worry about anything switching. Okay, Amar Reb Yochanan, a little bit more, and then we'll continue. Back to other halachas about what you are allowed to buy with. So if I have a animal, what did the Mishnah say? If I buy a behema, I have to buy it for a karban shlamim. What about a chaya? A chaya is not going to be a karban. So a chaya I can buy for my own personal. If I buy a chaya for a karban, that's a problem. A chay for personal benefit. Amar Rabbi Yochanan gazru on the keva ba'alas mum mipnei vlada. Rabbi Yochanan says you shouldn't buy a female ba'alas mum animal. Why? What's wrong with a ba'alas mum? Is never not going to be a carbon anyway. So what's wrong? The only problem is if I buy a tam animal that could be used as a carbon and I designate it not as a carbon. But a ba'alas mum? No. Because what if I buy it and it has ma'aser sheni kedusha and then a bechor is born? Vlada. So then that's going to get it, that's going to, get into difficulty as we've just said. Gazer al zachar ba'al mumim, they gave us ba'alas mumim. And Rabbi Yochanan add, and we even have a gzera included in that gzera, is you can't buy a male. A male's not going to have a child, an offspring. Right? A male ba'al mumim, so you don't get mixed up with a nekevas ba'al mumim. Right? The only thing, right, the iser d'oraisa, according to the Gemara, according to this opinion, is that to buy a tam for a chulin animal. But these, to buy a ba'alas mum for a chulin animal, these are isurei derabanan. V'yamin, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, one more line, afilu tamim gzeira. But the second day, right, 2 days within Rabbi Yochanan, even if you buy a tamima, it's also an gzeira derabanan, it's not a din daraisa. So we're going to talk about those 2 days. We're going to talk about those 2 days. One more line. Barishonai omrim lochin behema labasar taiva. Originally, the din was, right, this is all the second day of Rabbi Yochanan, that all limitations are derabanan. Originally, they said you can buy whatever you want with Ma'aser Sheni money. You can buy a behema for basar taiva for your own purposes. And then the mizbeach was empty. Right? They didn't bring it to the mizbeach. So that's why they said that you need to buy it as a carbon for a carbon shlamim. And there are other gzeiras as well. Chazru will be the next gzeira, but Hashem will pick up with that next time. Maybe we'll start with a discussion a little bit about ba'alei mumin. There are many losases, right? There are 11 losases, 8 about animals and 3 about people in terms of ba'alei mumin. You can't be makar of a ba'al mumin, you can't be zorek the dam of a ba'al mumin. All many, many separate losases in Parshas Emor. Maybe Hashem will start with that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.